The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Paramedics attending emergency cardiac callouts have been given an extraordinary piece of advice that if they experience a difficulty with a critical piece of equipment, they should turn it off, remove its battery, and then turn it on again after 2 minutes. I'm joined by, on the line by Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, who has the story. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How did this come to light?
Yeah, it came to light, Pat, following an incident in South Leinster several weeks ago where a middle-aged man had complained of chest pains. His family had called for an ambulance and paramedics attended the scene. Now, it was obvious that he was suffering some type of cardiac issue. And when the paramedics went to use this cardiac monitor, they just couldn't get it to work. They did everything. They turned it on, they turned it off. They took out the leads, they reattached the leads. They just couldn't get the device to work. And obviously, in any type of a cardiac or suspected cardiac call out, time is of the essence. So literally seconds matter, not just minutes. So that prompted an internal review. And we understand that there's several of these devices have been taken away for examination to determine what potentially could have caused the issue. Now, in the interim, there has been an instruction issued to paramedics. Now, I've seen a copy of that instruction. And essentially, it advises paramedics that if they get an error code on this particular cardiac monitor device, they are to turn it off. They are to remove the batteries, take out the leads, make sure the leads are dry and clean, and then wait 2 minutes before putting the batteries back into the machine and trying it again. Now, I've spoken to several paramedics and they're obviously very concerned by this because, as they say, when you're battling to try and determine what is wrong with a patient who's complaining of chest pains, you know, time, every second matters. And, you know, that one pointed out to me, he said that by the time you do all of these different checks on this machine, it could take anywhere between 4 and 5 minutes, obviously while the patient is in distress.
Now, is it not the case that paramedics should be checking out their equipment every day before they start their work, if you like, whether it's a defib, which this is not, this is a heart monitor, not a defibrillator, and we know they are parked all around the country in shopping centres and swimming pools and all the rest of it, and they are depended upon to save people's lives, but this is a cardiac monitor, you'd imagine that you check your kit before you go out.
Yeah, they have. And that's the problem, Pat, is that the kit in the particular case of South Leinster, that equipment was working perfectly until the call out. And there's a lot of different theories about what could be involved. I mean, this particular type of equipment is in widespread use in hospitals, and apparently it has a flawless record. So one of the theories is that potentially environmental factors, obviously, you know, temperatures are stable within a hospital setting. There's not the levels of moisture that you might have for paramedics who are on the roadside. They might be trying to save people in pouring rain. They could be out in quite, you know, humid conditions. So that's one of the theories, that could it be some type of environmental factor is affecting the equipment. But the paramedics do check their gear. The gear was working, but for some inexplicable reason, it didn't work in that particular day.
Now, normally, when you have a problem in any appliance you might have at home or were using professionally, you Google it straight away to see, do other people have the problem? In other words, when you bring the object back to try and claim on the guarantee and they say, oh, no, nothing to see here. And you say, but hang on a second, I've looked at forums online and it shows a multiplicity of consumers have had the same issue. What about other people, other countries, other jurisdictions who are using this monitor? Have they experienced the same kind of issue? If so, it's a problem.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's one of the things that the health officials are actually looking at, Pat. It's certainly the issue is being taken very seriously by the manufacturers. Now, we understand that an engineering team is liaising with the health service executive and the National Ambulance Service. A number of machines have been taken and are being examined. We understand that several of those are being shipped back to the manufacturing company and they will be examined by the manufacturers to determine what precisely may be involved. We do understand that there have been issues reported in respect of the leads, that sometimes the leads can get contaminated or may get wet with moisture or whatever, and that can cause issues. devices. But this seems to be much more than that in terms of an error code on the machine itself. And hence, that's the advice that's been given to paramedics at the moment, that if they see this error code, they're to remove the batteries, make sure the batteries are fine, keep them out of the device for at least 2 minutes, and then start the process again, and they believe the machine should work in those circumstances.
Mm. By the way, are these machines in ambulances typically, or might they be on the backs of motorbikes when you've got that those kind of express cardiac teams who will arrive maybe before an ambulance can get there?
Yeah, I understand primarily they're in ambulances, Pat, and certainly the South Leinster incident that involved an ambulance that attended, and despite, you know, the paramedics were desperate to try and get this machine to work. The machine is important because what it does is it can indicate the type of cardiac issue that the paramedics are dealing with. They do have fallback systems. There are other types of devices, but this particular machine is invaluable because it can indicate the precise type of cardiac problem that the paramedics are dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, there are little portable devices that people use all the time now, just requiring the index finger on both hands or the forefinger on both hands to be put on the little pads, and it gives quite an effective readout to a telephone. So, you know, that could be a backup supplied to the paramedics if the machine doesn't work.
Correct. And there was a type of machine that was used, I think, before these ones were deployed, Pat. But in that particular case, I think the problem was that if they wanted access to the historic readout of the machine, it had to be taken away for specialist downloads. Whereas the advantage of this particular machine, apparently, is that the downloads or the readouts are available pretty much on an instantaneous basis.
Final question, you may not know the answer. How did the patient in South Leinster fare?
We don't know, Pat. That's not been confirmed by the HSE. All that the HSE and the National Ambulance Service have told us is that they are aware of an incident, there are inquiries ongoing, and until those inquiries are completed, they won't be able to comment further.
Ralph Regal, Southern Correspondent with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us. Now, coming up later on News Talk, Paul Harrington will take on Ruby Tuesday, a rather Baroque-style song from the Rolling Stones. But next...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.